come with the sound of my voice. This is Brad Feeling from thepowerwords.com.
These are the power words for July 26th. Time, time, time. We're just in time. We're having a great time. Time to get going. We're going through tough times. The time has come. And on goes the list. There are a lot of things we have to say about time. Although, could any of us really say we have the answer? What is time? When did it start? How long will it go? Most importantly, how much time have we got left? In truth, there are no answers. So what shall we do? What if we could stop time, as Zach Morris did on our beloved Saved by the Bell? This is unlikely to happen for most of us. For us, time is a constant. On the spiritual path, we speak a great deal about living in the moment. When practiced, this ideal can be key to a happy and peaceable life. Unfortunately, living by this philosophy is much easier said than done. We think of regrets and disappointments in our past, or about fears and dreams for the future. These things can consume us, as might a giant monster who would eat us like so many snacks. What can we do? How do we shuck the shackles of a mind trapped everywhere but in the present time? Here again, our affirmations are the key to opening the door of light which will bathe us in the showers of peace. When we worry about these things, we need only remember that the past is unchangeable. If we had it to do over again, we'd surely make the same mistakes, because we're only ourselves, forever subject to our own limitations. Of the future, we can expect that, whatever happens, we'll encounter more disappointments. But what is more relevant is that no matter the triumphs we may have, we'll ultimately grow ungrateful for them and focus on what we want our next future to be. Such is the nature of man and woman. In short, all time is indistinguishable from the present time. If we feel discomfort, we have likely felt it before, and we'll feel it again in the years to come, without much significant change. There's no use getting our hopes up. As a wise Eastern teacher once advised me, put down the shovel. Years later, when I had stopped sniffing glue and other inhalants, I reflected on this and realized it was an analogy that implied I was digging a hole for myself. Though I was often observed to be carrying a literal shovel in that period of my life. Power words. Time is not my master. I am free to choose living in the moment. And I should. Any other moment is surely just as unremarkable. What shall I have for lunch?
These have been the power words. Thank you for listening. And please visit thepowerwords.com.